Good evening. Before we start, I'd like to acknowledge the sources for this homage to our beloved Father. The poems are from Transcendence Perfection. The prayers are from Guru's morning weightlifting prayers. And the comments, the prose at the beginning and end, are from Guru's commentary on the Bhagavad Gita. An avatar is the direct descent of God. In the field of manifestation, he embodies the infinite. Each time an avatar comes, he plays a different role in the march of evolution according to the necessity of the age. Lord, you come into the world, yet we enjoy living in oblivion cave. Still, O Lord, you come to wipe our tears and to make us feel that you love us and you need us. You are telling me that the more concern I have for humanity, the more confidence you will have in me. You are telling me that you will leave an indelible mark on my heart's shrine when I'm eager to become a constant self-giver. My heart is all gratitude to you for telling me that my tremendous concern for humanity certifies my genuine love for you. May my life be a tireless self-offering to humanity's God-aspiring heart. Please bless me with a sleeplessly unconditional world service life. If you do not know the kind of person I am, then I wish to tell you. I am a truth seeker, a God lover, a God revealer, and a God fulfiller on earth, a God dreamer and a God bestower in heaven. I cannot exactly say who loved God first or who needed God first. But this much I can say, I am one of the few, very few, who need God first, love God first, long before they think of themselves, love themselves. I simply do what many people dream of. I simply do what others talk about. I simply become what others dare not even to imagine. Failure does not concern me. What concerns me is God's satisfaction in God's own way, in my aspiration life. The flame of light, where is it? In the depth of my heart. The beauty of light, where is it? In the depth of my heart. The perfection of light, where is it? In the depth of my heart. The satisfaction of light, where is it? In the depth of my heart. The depth of my heart houses all the light, in all its shapes and forms, in all its beauties and delights. Increase your aspiration cry for heaven abundantly. I will do it for free. Heaven, I will do it for free. I will help you increase your compassion light for earth generously. I will do it for free. I shall do it for you. I shall pray to God for you. I shall meditate on you. You need only allow me to pray for you and to meditate on you. Just do me that much favor. My soul will go to you without fail. Let nothing stop it. Your soul will come to me without fail. Let nothing stop it. I shall give you a chance if you will take a chance. I shall give you a new life if you will take a new life. I shall give you everything you need. But it is you who have to take it from me. In your cheerful acceptance, light is your life's perfection, manifestation. Soul, I will pour into you. Do anything you want to do with it. Make me into either the beauty of the morning or the ugliness of imperfection night. Do anything you want. My true spirituality is the love of your breath in every heart. May I prayerfully breathe in love from your heart and soulfully breathe out peace to all my brothers and sisters of the world. The more I offer myself to humanity, the closer you come to me, and the more certain I am of your presence in my heart. Do give me the capacity not only to love and serve, but also to become inseparably one with the troubled world. Do inundate my entire life with your infinite compassion so that I can soften the sorrows and decrease the sufferings of the world. May I love each and every human heart the way you love my heart. He was born in the land of dreams, but now he lives in the core of reality, for he is caught by the golden net of humanity's crime. He lives for others. He lives for others. His confidence in God satisfies others, pleases others, fulfills others. He lives for others. He is the sole light of God beauty's all-illumining height. The diamond hope for which the ages groan has now opened its eye in him to save humanity, to manifest divinity, to fulfill the absolute supreme. His soul is a present reality. His life is an ancient divinity. His heart is a fulfilled immortality. His actions interpret God. His silence represents God. He has reached the highest. He stands beside the highest. And you know where he started from. He started from the lowest, the very lowest. One conscious soul is more than enough to arouse countless unconscious souls from a comatose life of dark amnesia. One conscious soul is God's representative in God's unprecedented way. His very life on earth is the soul of disciplined light. His very heart on earth is the smile of perfection height. His very body on earth is the singleness of God's living purpose here on earth. His eyes are made of the beauty of the stars. His arms are made of the duty of the sun. His head is made of the beauty of the moon. His life belongs not to him, but to the God vision operating in humanity. His life is divinity's progress in humanity's success. When he appears, everything clears up. When he appears, everybody cheers up. When he appears, everybody nears not only the goal, but the goal beauty itself. My heart has found its way in him, therefore my heart is safe and happy. My mind has found its way in him, therefore my mind is clear and conscious. My life has found its way in him, therefore my life is soulful and fruitful. In eternal silence. He looks soulful in eternal sound. He looks fruitful in eternal surrender to God reality, to God divinity. When he smiles, he's a perfect Buddha. When he cries, he's a perfect Ramakrishna. When he dances, he's a perfect Krishna. When he prays, he's a perfect Christ. When he meditates, he no longer remains an avatar. He becomes another God, a perfect God. His is the eye that watches the world with compassion. His is the heart that loves the world with benediction. His is the soul that fulfills the world with salvation's realization. His are the eyes that have forgotten to sleep. His is the heart that has forgotten to ignore. His is the life that has forgotten to negate. His smile is the fragrance of the soul. His smile is the luster of the beyond. His smile is man's trust in God and God's trust in man. His sparkling smile. In that smile, the world grows and glows. In that smile, a new world blossoms. In that smile, Earth's suffering hears the message of fire. Pure transformation, complete transformation. The easiest and most effective way to conceive of the idea of a personal God is to come into contact with an avatar and remain under his guidance. To have an avatar as one's guru is to find a safe harbor for one's lifeboat. In this connection, we can cite Vivekananda's old statement. No man can see God but through these human manifestations. Try as you may, talk as you may, you cannot think of God but as a man. Just mention his name, and you will gain a free access to God's entire heaven existence. But try to be humble, otherwise on your way to God's palace in heaven, you're bound to stumble.